Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Massachusetts Energy Secretary Ian Bowles says the proposed merger between the Boston-based utility NSTAR and a Connecticut company could be good for Massachusetts. Hartford-based Northeast Utilities wants to buy NSTAR for $4.3 billion in stock. Together, they'd be the largest utility in New England and one of the largest in the country. Here to explain what it means for customers is WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nikisch. Kurt, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's ask the first question. Is it a good deal for NSTAR customers, this merger?
You always ask the hard questions. I mean, both companies will tell you they can serve customers better as a combined company. But, you know, all the time, companies promise that things are going to be better after a merger, and often they're wrong. Considering that half the region's population would be served by this company, considering how pivotal to our economy energy prices are, there really is a lot at stake in this deal.
Well, let me ask about one sliver of controversy already emerged. Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley says she'll oppose any rate hikes under a merger, but we know right now out in Western Mass, in an area currently served by Northeast Utilities, Northeast has been trying to get a rate hike.
Well, there would, under this merger, be a rate freeze for 2 years no matter what, and what happens after that is really the real issue. Massachusetts regulators are not supposed to approve a deal unless the companies can prove a benefit to ratepayers. The companies say customers will hopefully start seeing the benefits of this merger in a couple of years.
So what are the companies saying the benefits would be?
Well, let's start with Northeast Utilities. They serve Connecticut, parts of New Hampshire, and even Western Massachusetts. They're not in Boston, the biggest market where NSTAR is. And NSTAR has been bucking the industry trend and performing really well lately, and those revenues are attractive. Let's hear now from Northeast CEO Chuck Shivery. There's a lot of jargon in here, but you can tell he's talking about money.
From a financial standpoint, it will allow us to eliminate a 2012 equity issuance that we thought we were going to have to use. It will give a dividend uplift, or help us give a dividend uplift to our shareholders.
Basically, they've been planning to issue stock to raise cash. Now they won't have to. Northeast will also be able to pay out more to its shareholders.
Well, it sounds like NSTAR is helping Northeast improve its bottom line, but what does NSTAR get out of the deal?
The corner office, for one. Tom May, the CEO of NSTAR, would take the reins of the combined company. He'd stay in Boston. It would have dual headquarters. He says the company would also be able to invest in more infrastructure projects that would benefit ratepayers.
This transaction is all about growth. It's all about creating a company that can do things that individually we couldn't do.
Now, not a lot of specifics, but the companies say they're going to invest in $9 billion in infrastructure over the next 5 years. There's a new transmission line to bring hydropower out of Quebec, smart grid technology, stuff like that.
The companies say, at least at this point, no layoffs expected due to the merger, but could that happen down the road, pink slips?
Probably, but not many. I mean, these are regulated companies, so unlike other industries where you can really merge and cut costs, it's a lot harder to do that here. Right now, Northeast says it's honoring union contracts. I think you're more likely to see job cuts through people retiring, leaving the company, stuff like that. And that is a good thing, according to Ian Bowles, the Massachusetts Energy Secretary.
That the CEO will be Tom May here in Boston, I think, is good news for Massachusetts in terms of keeping a lot of the administrative structure in our state. But over time, you know, I think the regulatory authorities will want to see some savings that get generated for the ratepayers.
Now, don't forget, shareholders of both companies have to approve this too, but the real obstacle is state and federal regulators. NSTAR hopes that process to play out within a year.
So it'll be maybe sometime in 2011 before this merger is approved, if it is approved.
That's right.
Kurt Nikisch, thanks a lot.
You got it.